ever made. You know, I got a new car for my woman last week. I do believe it's the best trade I ever made. I'm sure she's off giving him grief somewhere, and I'm rubbing my baby down here in the shade. There ain't nothing wrong with that. My baby purrs like a kitten, and she's always warm inside.
CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green Donate button to make a contribution, or contact funding@ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
Hey, this is Greg Silva, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio program, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT FM
was the Greg Silver Band, and there was their take on the Cream classic Politician. Before that, we heard from Billy J from his new CD Rise Above, and that was New Car. And we heard Jeremiah Johnson and the title track from his new CD Unemployed, Highly Annoyed. Of course, well, wouldn't everybody be? I mean, musicians everywhere are exactly in that position right now. Well, this is about the time of week that we take a look through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects, starting with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, and other memorable events as well. So, starting with birthdays and so on from today, the 13th of December, we have a birthday for a critic and author, Lester Bangs, born 1948 in Escondido, California. Lurie Bell, the son of Carrie Bell, one of the sons of blues, born 1958 down in Chicago. Great guitarist Wayne Bennett, who backed up Bobby Bland on many of his best recordings, born 1933 in Sulphur, Oklahoma. Let's see, Robert Covington, who played drums behind Sonnyland Slim, among others, born 1941 in Yazoo City, Mississippi. And it's Lucky Peters' birthday as well, born 1964 down in Buffalo, New York. I'll be playing you a Lucky tune a little bit later on. And on this day as well, Homesick James passed away. It was back in 2006. He was 92 years old. And Pigmeat Markham passed in 1981 at the age of 77. Moving up to the 14th now, birthday for tenor sax man Bud Johnson, born 1910 in Dallas. Spike Jones, born 1911 in Long Beach, California. Oh, yeah, Spike Jones. You know, he's well, Spike Jones, you would have had all different sound effects in cartoons for sure. And did you know one of the main people in his band, Doodles Weaver? I think he was the uncle to Sigourney Weaver. Let's see, also on the 14th, Johnny Moore from the Drifters, born 1934, one of the lead singers. Phineas Newborn, a pianist, born 1931 in Whiteville, Tennessee. And Charlie Rich, born 1932 in Colt, Arkansas. And the 14th marks the passing of Ahmet Ertegun, one of the founders of Atlantic Records, back in 2006. He was 83 years old. And Dinah Washington passed in 1963. She was 39 years old. Let's see. We're moving to the 15th now. We have a birthday for soul blues man Jesse Belvin, born 1932 in San Antonio. Disc jockey Alan Freed, born 1921 in Salem, Ohio. John Hammond Sr., born 1910 in New York City. And Mark Hommel, born 1955 in New Haven, Connecticut. Stan Kenton, born 1911 in Wichita, Kansas. Andrew B.B. Odom, born 1936 in Denham Springs, Louisiana. And a few people who passed on this date, well, Jackie Brenston, famous, of course, for Rocket 88, passed in 1979. He was 49 years old when he was claimed by a heart attack. Rufus Thomas, born, passed in 2001. He was 84 years old. And pianist Fats Waller passed in 1943. He was 39 years old when pneumonia took him. Let's see. On the 16th, we have a birthday for one of the greats, Robin Ford. You got to go and check out his guitar dojo. He's got a lot of videos there on his Facebook page and on his web. It's a lot of free videos and some instruction stuff and just some him recording. He's got a new album coming up, and you show him recording some of his solos, and it's really interesting to watch. And great guitar player, of course. Let's see. Also, he shares a birthday with Billy Gibbons, born 1949 in Houston, Texas. Sugar Blue, born 1949 in Harlem, New York. And Big Wheeler, born 1929 in Beaconton, Georgia. And the 16th marks the passing of Texas Pete Mays back in 2008 at the age of 70. On the 17th, a birthday for pianist James Booker, the Bayou Maharaj, born in 1939 down in New Orleans. Paul Butterfield, born 1942 down in Chicago. So he wasn't lying with that song, born in Chicago. Art Neville, born 1937 in New Orleans. Paul Rogers of Free, born 1949 in Middlesbrough in the UK. And several people passed on the 17th as well. We had Hound Dog Taylor, passed in 1975. He was 60 years old. Don Van Vliet, better known as Captain Beefheart, passed in 2010 at the age of 69. Grover Washington Jr., I guess the father of I don't know what you call it, adult contemporary jazz, passed in 1999 at the age of 56. And guitarist Big Joe Williams passed in 1982. He was 79 years old. Moving to the 18th, now we have a birthday for Sam Andrew. He was one of the guitar players in Big Brother and the Holding Company. Played behind Janis Joplin, born 1941 in Taft, California. Lonnie Brooks, born 1933 in Dubuisson in Louisiana. Chaz Chandler, the producer, worked with the Animals and with Jimi Hendrix, born 1938 in Heaton in the UK. Pee Wee Creighton, born 1914 in Liberty Hill, Texas. Fletcher Henderson, born 1897 in Cuthbert, Georgia. Did I say? Oh, yeah, we're on the 18th, of course. Big Miller, born 1922 in Sioux City, Iowa. Rod Piazza's birthday, born 1947 in Riverside, California. And Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, born 1917 in Houston, Texas. A couple of people who passed on the 18th, we had Dick Hextall Smith, sax player from Blues Incorporated. Passed in 2004, he was 70 years old. Guitarist Jimmy Nolan, better known for his work behind Johnny Otis and James Brown. Passed in 1983 at the age of 49 when a heart attack took him. Another great guitarist, Cornell Dupree. We're moving to the 19th, I should say. Cornell Dupree, born 1942 in Fort Worth, Texas. He used to play behind King Curtis and a whole lot of other people. Played behind Roland Kirk, too. Let's see. Wendell Holmes from the Holmes Brothers, born 1943 in Plainfield, New Jersey. Alvin Lee from 10 Years After, born 1944 in Nottingham in the UK. Guitarist Phil Oakes, born 1940 in El Paso, Texas. Professor Longhair, born 1918 in Pogalusa, Louisiana. And Richard Hawk Walsh, born 1948 in Toronto. And a couple of people who passed that time as well. On the 19th, we had Blind Lemon Jefferson, passed in 1929 at the age of 35. Vocalist Christine Cottrell passed in the 19th in 2001. She was 74 years old. Jimmie Rodgers passed in 1997 at the age of 73. And Pops Staples passed in 2000 at the age of 85. Other events that took place this week, let's see, the 13th of December, 1927, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five recorded Hotter Than That and Savoy Blues. They did that for the OK label. Well, let's see, it was on the 13th in 1948 that the American Federation of Musicians went back to work after an 11.5-month strike. During that strike, there was an ban on recording as well. Let's see, the 14th of December 1963, Sam Cooke's Little Red Rooster peaked at number 11 on the pop singles charts. It was the 15th of December in 1877, Thomas Edison finally got around to filing a patent on that phonograph that he invented 25 days earlier. let's see, it was the 16th of December 1924, Clara Smith recorded He's Mine, All Mine. And did that in New York City for Columbia Records. It was the 17th of December, 1938. Sonny Boy Williamson, that's the first one, recorded a tune called Christmas Morning Blues. And on that same day, 1955, on the 17th, Carl Perkins wrote Blue Suede Shoes. Less than 48 hours later, he recorded at the Sun Studios in Memphis. And it became one of the first records to be popular on rock, country, and rhythm and blues charts all at the same time. Let's see, I'll get to this one last in a few moments. Let me give you a rundown here on some of the tunes I'm going to be playing for you here to close out the show through the history part. Rod Piazza from Heartburn, we'll hear Bad Bad Boy, that has the great Hollywood Fats on guitar. We'll hear the Charles Ford Band, which of course has Robin Ford in there. I'll do Gibson Creek Shuffle, haven't heard that in ages. Lucky Peterson from I'm Ready, we'll hear Nothing But Smoke. Pop Staples and Peace to the Neighborhood Down in Mississippi, one of my favorites from him. Rufus Thomas, we'll hear Tiger Man. Jimmy Nolan, this is a kind of a quirky tune for him, The Way You Do. Pee Wee Creighton and Daybreak, a very quirky tune. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and Cleanhead Blues. Blind Lemon Jefferson and Black Snake Moan. And as I was saying, it was on the 19th of December, 1944. Memphis Minnie was in the studio and she recorded a couple of tunes. And we're going to play one of them right now. This is Memphis Minnie and Fashion Plate Daddy. Oh,
the Chicago women have changed that poor boy's mind. You'll have some call. Get him now.
Mama had better come in, get this black steak soon. Oh, that must been a bad bug. You know a gent can't bite that hard. Asked my baby for 50 cents. She said, lemon ain't a child in the yard. Mama, that's all right. Mama, that's all right for you. Mama, that's all right. Mama, that's all right for you. Say, baby, that's all right. Hold it your way, you do. What's the matter now? Honey, what's the matter now? Tell me what's the matter, baby. I don't like no black dick, though, huh? Well, wonder why the black stay gone. Lord, that black stay, mama, done run my darling home.
because my head is bald. Folks call me Mr. Cleanhead just because my head is bald. But with the stuff that I use, I don't need no hair at all. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. But I've been hugged, kissed, and petted till all my hair was rubbed away. When it starts to getting wetter, my head gets kind of cold. I try to grow a little hair, but I can't to save my soul. When it starts to get in summer, I get such a pretty tan. You can hear all the women holler, where can I find that clean-haired man? Yes, they call me Mr. Clean-Head.
Baby's gone, ain't nothing going right. I got no one to talk to, no place to go. I'm walking round in circles, I'm drinking up all my dough. Till I find her, I'll never be the same. Baby, be. Please, where can my baby be? If you see her, please send her back to me. Uh-huh.
can't stand the way you do. Well, maybe someday, and baby, you will learn to love me too. I like to see the way my baby walks. I even like the way she baby talks. But I can't stand it, baby. Can't stand the way you do.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, everybody. This is Lil Ed Williams of Lil Ed and the Blues and the Pyrrhus. I hope you're staying healthy out there and listening to the blues. We can't wait to see you again.
Hi, this is Susan Tedeschi, and you're listening to Cha 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 and Blue, CKUT FM 90.3.
Standing at the old turnaround.
see nothing but smoke, babe. Let me tell you why. You said you were going to meet your girlfriend to have a girl's night out. I decided to follow you to see what it was about. You pulled into a nightclub, yeah, and your friend was nowhere in sight. You snuck right out the back door, baby. I didn't see you again all night. Nothing but smoke, baby. But I can't find any fire, no. I know you're not telling me the truth.
Oh, right there. Right here.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carrick. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Robin Ford, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, CKUT FM 90.3.
212, welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. I go by the name of the capital Z-I-P Ziplogs. You got it tuned into 90.3 FM. And we got DJ Blaster, Mystical Flex, myself for 20 minutes each of music to end your week right. And to mark the calendar date, it is December the 13th, 2020. And that means end of the year. So we got an end of the year celebration for the OFC One Full Circle. What we're doing is we're getting together and we are supporting some local businesses, specifically restaurants, as in Berg's Canteen, and we also have Fusion Fitness Kitchen, Curry House, Burger DeVille Anjou, and Jamaican Caribbean Homestyle. We got some restaurants you can order from. We're going to eat in Thursday night on Zoom. We're going to connect. And, of course, my links, folks, you done know the deal. We're going to connect. We're going to network. We're going to have a good time. We're going to end 2020 in happiness and together. Oh, but we're going to end the week right here with Ill Groove Garden, DJ Blaster, Mystical Flex, and me.
This is it!